state his opening statement. Mm-hmm. I have to say, my name is Martha Nell Thomas, and I am talking with Elsie B. Joyce here in Trigg County, Kentucky. Today's date is July 18th, 1984. Are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
I am.
Just to make sure my records are correct, would you please spell your full name?
My name is Elsie E-L-S-I-E. The middle initial, B. Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E.
What is your spouse's name if married?
My husband's name is Otis Joyce. O-T-I-S, J-O-Y-C-E.
What is your occupation?
I'm a retired school teacher. Keep house and work in the community projects along the different clubs. That's all.
Okay, what's your spouse's occupation?
He's a retired farmer. He worked at Calvert City in the iron steel mill. Metallurgical.
When you taught, what did you teach?
Well, I began teaching the first eighth grade in a one-room school. I did 2 years of that.
Where was that?
That was at Ironton, Kentucky.
How do you spell that?
I-R-O-N-T-O-N. And that's in Trigg County, at the further western corner of Trigg County. And then I went on to college. I finished my college. I'd teach a year and go to college in the summertime, and then in the fall, I graduated from Murray College. I went to Bowling Green first, and then I went over to Murray after that. You know, it was organized in 1926, I believe, that early. But I began to quilt or sew, just trying to. My mother always quilted, and I liked to see these pretty quilts that she'd do. So I got interested, and then my father was on this big farm. He had a tenant farmer who lived there on the place. And he and his wife, she got cottonseed somewhere, and we planted that cottonseed. And then she and I picked the cotton. We were just doing this for the kick of it. We wanted to see what we could do. So we picked the cotton, and she had cotton cards. Now they are a metal base with a handle on them, and this metal base has teeth, kind of like a curry comb, if you know what a curry comb is. So we had put that cotton on these cards and just rake it over and over to get the seeds out of the cotton. And we got enough cotton out of this little patch for her to make a quilt, what we call padding a quilt, putting the cotton between the top and the lining. I made a quilt, and my first quilt was an applique butterfly, and I still have that butterfly quilt. And that's been over 50, that's about 60 years ago. So,
what year did you make that quilt?
I don't remember. I made it before I married, and a long time before I married. I married in 34, so it had to be in the 20s. I don't know, just to pinpoint the year. But anyway, I made the quilt, and then my mother helped me quilt. So I was awfully proud of that. And from that on, I've just made quilts. My mother and I quilted many quilts. Then after I married, I got to quilting too. I taught school, and I'd have a quilt frame, and on Saturdays I'd quilt part of it. I'd just kind of piecemeal it out.
Okay, how long have you lived at this address?
Well, I've just lived here 16 years. I live over between rivers, between, you know, the land of the lake.
Land Between Lakes. Did you live on that land?
I lived on Cumberland River and with my husband. This is after I married. A beautiful 13-room, two-story, white frame house. And the Army engineer decided they wanted to take this land for Barkley Lodge, Barkley Dam. So they bought out that farm, and we bought another farm on 68 Highway. It is just exactly between Kentucky Lake and Barkley Lake, halfway between. So we lived there for 12 years, and the TVA decided they wanted it. So we lost two fine farms and houses in the Army Engineer and TVA projects. We moved here, bought this land, just the hillside, and cleared off some trees and built this house. We've been here 16 years.
That was after TVA took your land
16 years ago. TVA ran everybody out between the roofs.
Okay.
They just came in there and said, we want your property. So much money, you take it, leave.
How big of farms did you farm when you lived worked over there?
Well, we didn't have so many acres, but see, I was teaching school, and my husband was working at Calvert City.
That's true.
So we had about 200 acres in each place.
Well, that's a lot of farmland.
That's a whole lot of land for someone not really farming. We just had cattle on it, and hogs, raised some corn, and had a garden.
You have a garden now, I know.
Oh, we have a nice garden. I made kraut this morning. I canned beans, everything I grow.
Where are your parents from?
My parents were born and reared in Trigg County. They lived over between the rivers, what we call it, Land Between the Lakes now. They lived over there. And they had a farm.
How do people feel about losing their land to the TVA and Land Between the Lakes? Wasn't that rather hard?
That was the hardest thing that you ever had to bear, except losing a number of your family.
Well, how many families did it displace? Do you know?
Well, there's 178,000 acres, and most of it was habitated with families. Most people owned their own farms and nice homes. Everybody was friends, and we all respected each other. We had good livings over there, and between the rivers turned out more teachers and more from the people than any other one section. We even had Lieutenant Governor from down Lyon County. You see, Lyon County and Trigg County, this land went from Edible down Lyon County up to Dover, Tennessee, and Stewart. So it's a fine place, and the people were really mad. They didn't do anything violent, but they were mad. If someone came in here today and told us to get up and move, that'd be the same story that we had.
Okay. What were your parents' occupations?
My mother taught school, and my father, and she taught school before she married, and he was a farmer.
Okay. What were their names, and if you could please spell their names?
Ben, B-E-N, Bloodworth, B-L-O-O-D-W-O-R-T-H. That was my father's name. Her name was Emma Taylor before she married, Emma Taylor Bloodworth. E-M-M-A-T-A-Y-L-O-R, Bloodworth.
Okay, what's your religious preference?
Well, I'm a Methodist. I've always been a Methodist.
How old are you?
I'm 75 years old.
Okay, what's your birth date?
November 21st, 1908.
Where did you go to school? And go ahead and tell me from when you started on up. And if you could spell the names of the places that you went, like the country school, because I might not know how to spell it.
Well, we lived in the country, of course, on a farm as children, and I walked all of us, all children, had to walk back then. There was no buses, no paved roads, there's gravel roads and dirt roads. I went to Cumberland School, that's named for the Cumberland River. See, that Cumberland River flowed right down all within a mile of the schoolhouse and within a mile of my daddy's farm. C-U-M-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, Cumberland School. I went there till I finished the eighth grade, and then my daddy moved to Eddyville. He worked at the penitentiary for a couple of years, and I went to Eddyville School.
Is that E-D-D-Y?
E-D-D-Y-V-I-L-L-E. And there I finished 2 years of high school. We moved back on the farm, and I went to Golden Pond. That's G-O-L-D-E-N-P-O-N-D.
That's
Golden
a high school?
Pond. We had a high school there, and Smith Hughes Agricultural School. We had everything over there between the rivers that, you know, just normal living people would need. And then I went to Bowling Green College for a semester, and I think one semester, and then I transferred to Murray because it was so closer to my home.
What did they call the school at Bowling Green?
Bowling Green College, just Western State College.
Okay.
Now it's Western University, mm-hmm. Western State University.
So Murray is M-U-R-R-A-Y?
Murray is M-U-R-R-A-Y.
Did they call it Murray College?
It was then.
Okay.
Now it's Murray State University.
Yeah, okay. And so the highest level of education that you completed, what did they call it?
I got a degree in Murray.
A BS?
BS degree.
Oh, okay. When did you learn to quilt?
Well, back as a child when I got this cotton lining, I worked on that.
Well, had you ever tried piecing any before?
Well, I guess as a child, I just pick up little pieces, scraps. My neighbors would come in, and I'd be piecing on some blocks, and maybe they'd bring me a few new pieces, and I was thrilled to get that. And I just started working on it. I really don't know when I started.
And who taught you to quilt?
Well, I watched my mother.
Were you taught a special way to quilt? It says, how were you taught to quilt, so.
I don't know if I was taught in a special way.
By example?
Just, I'd make my squares. Usually I did what was called a nine patch, and I'd put two colors in this block. It had nine squares.
It says, what were the quilts you made in learning to quilt, so I guess that's it.
Well, that's about it, and a string quilt. Now, if you know what a string quilt is, you cut out a paper pattern and take these little strings that maybe your mother had left over from her quilt piece, and you'd sew them on a paper. Cut you out a paper square and put these little strings. You could make them bias, and it made a real pretty quilt. Watch your covers. Get them the lights and the dark, you know, the log cabin pattern. All right, the lights are on one side of that quilt and the dark on the other. Something like that.
And you said you sewed it to the paper or just in the shape of the paper?
You sewed it to the paper. And that paper was all over the top of that quilt, and after you got the top completed, you tore the paper off so you could quilt. Fortunately.
Did you always use just scraps and fabrics, or did you ever use old dresses to quilt?
Yeah, I never did use old dresses. I used just new strings and scraps and whatever.
And did you ever make a crazy quilt?
No, never did.
Who else in your family quilted?
Well, I had a sister who quilted, and she didn't do as much as I did because she didn't like it that way.
What's her name, and where does she live?
Well, that's Mary Davis. She lives right across this lot over here from me, and that's quite a good thing. We both do many cross-stitch quilts now and applique quilts, and I do a lot of piecing. She doesn't piece to us as like I do.
How do you spell her name?
M-A-R-Y, Mary, and then Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
Okay. Did any men in your family quilt?
No. No, they were busy on the farm.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had 3 brothers and 2 sisters.
You mentioned earlier that they went to school. How many did go to school?
All 6 of us.
You went on to Western or Murray?
No, my 2 older brothers went to Bowling Green Business University. And one of them, all 6 of us were living. This older brother.
You can give me his name too.
Ernie, E-R-N-I-E. Ernie B. Bloodworth. You have that spelling.
Okay.
He took this business course and worked in a bank there at Bowling Green, and then he moved to Mississippi, and he worked in the bank there for 45 years. He's retired now. And my second brother went to Bowling Green to the same business university. And he was the superintendent over Owen, Illinois glass company. You've heard of that. Makes all these Libby glasses and all of that.
What was his name?
His name was Vivian, V-Y-V-A-N, Bloodworth. And I have a brother, Joe Bloodworth, J-O-E, in Stratford, Oklahoma. And he has this farm, and he buys and sells horses. That Appaloosa horse, and then my older sister, Agnes, A-G-N-E-S, is a retired nurse. She's not well known, however.
You spell Stratford, S-T-R-A-T-F-O-R-D?
Yeah, Oklahoma.
In the place in Illinois, how did you spell the place in Illinois that your other brother worked? I mean,
he worked in Ohio. But he was a superintendent over this Owens, Illinois glass.
Oh, O-W-E-N-S.
O-W-E-N-S, hyphen, Illinois. See, they had a big factory there and big plant in Alton, Illinois. Alton.
So your sister Mary that quilts lives next door?
Yeah.
Okay. Have there been periods in your life when you've been too busy to quilt?
Yes, I am right now. I'm canning and I'm doing a lot of things in my clubs and all that. So in summertime, it's pretty rough to try to quilt. You don't have time.
So you mostly quilt in the wintertime?
In fall and winter. I kind of start them in the summer and piecemeal them out when I'm not quilting.
But you haven't ever not quilted for a period of, you know, a few years or anything, have you?
Oh, that's several years when I was in college and over school. I didn't quilt. This was a young woman, school teacher.
Well, it says, why did you take up quilting again? I guess
I just wanted to. I wanted my quilts and I like to do it.
Have you ever heard anything about the use of any particular color or colors in a quilt?
I haven't been trained to quilt. I just match my own colors.
But you said you use dark on one side of the log cabin.
Well, that's in that log cabin. If you'll notice the picture of that log cabin quilt, you see you use your lighter shades on one side of the block. They'll be in a block.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of diagonal. Mm-hmm. The lighter colors here on the other side.
Well, have you ever heard anything about red in a quilt?
No.
How much time do you spend quilting?
Well, it takes hours and hours to quilt a quilt.
Well, every day or week, how much do you spend?
Well, I quilt every day, and I'll say about 3 to 4 hours.
Where do you like to quilt?
I quilt at home. I have what you call quilting horses. That's frames at the end and then these long frames that I put my quilt on, but I quit using them. I use a hook. This oblong hook. I fix my table here and put a sheet on that and lay my quilt down on it and I just sit down there.
Did They're here in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
What time of day do you like to quilt?
Well, I just quilt whatever time I have. I begin by 7:30 in the morning and quilt when I have time.
Okay, it says how long at a time do you quilt? Do you just depend?
It depends on what I have to do since this is a pleasure job.
Where do you get your quilt designs?
I buy a lot of my quilt, the cost of quilt, I buy them all the way to Spain. Say Louisville or in Paducah, but you know, I buy the top shelf and you can get this quilt.
Do you piece, the ones you piece, where do you get those designs?
Well, you can buy a quilt in books that has all kinds of designs in it. And then I go back, I take the designs or patterns that my mother and I use. Like the flower garden and the lone star.
Did she have any piece that, you know, of the design to hand down to you, or do you just use the paper, you just use your memory, or what? How do you remember what
these
you
patterns have been in existence since she was a child. And you can buy them anywhere, or your neighbors will exchange patterns with you. I don't think I ever bought any patterns when you buy your cotton or your bedding, they usually have a pattern on there. And then you just keep these patterns and use them when you need to.
What are some of the patterns that you enjoy making?
Well, all of them. I've made several lone star quilts, and I've made the flower garden, a lot of flower gardens. This will be my fourth dry rose, and just what I call a nine patch, that's the square of the dam. And then another pattern that I use is you start in the center of the quilt with a certain color and you go around, every color is different, all the way just around that until you get the quilt size you want.
You mean in squares?
In squares.
What, in your opinion, makes a good quilt?
Cotton makes the best quilt.
Okay.
Cotton print.
Cotton print? Well, is it important to you the length of the stitch in your quilting, or?
Well, that makes it more beautiful if you have a shorter stitch or your stitches are even. It's prettier. The stitch is not, that small stitch is not as important as the way you fasten your threads.
Okay, how do you fasten your threads?
Well, I fasten them within from the top. I fasten them in the cotton. I don't let my threads be fastened on top or underneath, either one. I just fasten them inside and catch them a little bit.
Okay, what do you poke them through with? Do you just pull them till they come through?
Take the needle and just work that in just like you're making your sticks. And fasten it so it can be noticeable.
Why do you make quilts?
Well, I think that's kind of a dull question. People make quilts because they want them. They make them for their coverlets, and then they make them, some people make them sell, and some people make them to give to their family, and you just make quilts.
You make quilts because you want to.
And you make quilts because you want to. I do.
Okay, I thought that's why you made a quilt.
That's right. I've never sold a quilt, and I guess I've made, for the last 16 years, I've made, I'll say, 75 to 80 quilts.
Do you keep them or give them away?
I give them away.
Anybody special? Or?
Yes, I give them to some special friends. I have lots of young girl, boyfriends, you know, my school children, I give them quilts. I have three grandchildren and I've given them many quilts. And I've given my friends quilts, older ones, given my family, my brothers and my family quilts. And I have lots of quilts.
Okay, is this the same reason you made them in the first place? Is the reason you make quilts now the same reason that it was when you first made them? And
what's the reason for this difference, if there is any?
I don't guess there's any reason except a child, you know, they just do things because they want to. And then when you get older, if you're in a habit of doing something, it grows on you, and you do more and better. It's just like practicing a music, piece of music.
Did you make them keep warm originally, or?
Well, that was the purpose on the beginning.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Just to use on your beds. They're pretty quilts. You had quilts for your guest room. Everyday quilts.
Which do you find most satisfying, piecing quilts or quilting quilts?
I'd rather quilt.
Why?
Well, I can see the finished product faster.
Did you ever participate in quilting bees?
No.
Have you ever quilt with groups now?
I've never quilted with a group of people. I've helped a friend. I have a friend that I helped this friend. I almost did the quilting myself. She was an older person and she couldn't quilt that long. So I know she quilted with quilt. I quilted with her and that's all. I never quilted in a group.
Is there a difference between a quilting bee and a quilting party?
I think so, but I don't know.
Have you ever quilted with other people? You just told me that.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Except this one woman.
Okay. Who was she?
She is Jetty Lawrence. JETTILAWRENCE.
What is... Okay, you haven't ever quilted in a group, so you don't know. Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt?
You mean the pattern or
it
the
organization? It just says the term Kentucky quilt.
Well, I
think they're meaning a Kentucky quilt.
I don't guess I have.
Have you ever taught anyone else to quilt?
No.
Do you have any quilt books?
No, I don't.
Okay. That's one of your favorites.
I don't have any quilt books.
Okay.
I have these patterns, you know. Just a few. I don't have many of those.
Okay. Do you take a quilt magazine?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you take patterns? Okay, you said you took your patterns from the quilt batting, right?
That you get. There's one on it that I like.
It says, do men quilt?
Do men?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my men folks never do it.
Have you ever seen it?
I hear of them.
Okay.
Well, I've heard of men quilting, but I never saw them.
Have you ever seen a quilt that's been done by a man?
I saw a baby quilt one time.
Do they quilt differently than women?
Well, I think everybody quilts differently. Women quilt differently.
Why do you think, so you just think everybody quilts differently?
Everybody, it's just like handwriting. I won't write like you do. And it's just the person.
That truck's awfully loud. They have a lot of trucks coming. Yeah. I guess it wasn't as noisy when you live between the lakes, was it?
Oh, I live right on 68 Highway.
Well, it was noisier.
That's a busy house. It really is.
Do you quilt for other people?
No.
You've already told me this. It says, do you sell your quilts?
No.
What do you do with old quilts when they begin to wear out?
I have, in the past, put a new top and a new line.
Did you tack it?
I tacked some of them. And then I quilted, but they were not thick. You know, if they were thin to start with, I quilted. But if they were thick, I tacked them.
Did you ever, did you get quilts like when your parents passed away? Did you get some family quilts and did you keep those? Or?
Well, I've got a few that my mother had.
Do you cherish those and take care of those and not really use them, or do you just...
I don't need to use them, and I take care of everything I have. I've always been that way. Everything I have, I take care of. But it's somebody put some hard work on it.
Have you ever entered a quilt in a show?
No, I refuse to do that. I've been invited to do so, but I won't. I don't want the general public handling my quilts. I don't want to wash them. And I just don't.
So you don't wash your quilts?
I wouldn't want to.
Oh, yeah.
Just because the general public would handle them. And when you hang a quilt up on the wall, everybody's going to touch that quilt. It's like a new automobile. You're going to put your hands on a new car, whether you buy it or not.
In your opinion, has there been any change in people's attitudes about quilting?
I think they're coming back to the idea that it's craft, and I believe more young people are talking about it. I think they're getting interested in it.
What is the value? I have a quilt that she gave me, and then I know I've ever bought one, but no, I don't think I could afford one.
What pattern, what design was it?
What design is it?
Was it a pea?
A sweet pea. I can't remember. It's pink. And
is that applique?
It's applicated and has embroidered the lines or whatever.
Yeah.
They're embroidered in green. It's real pretty. It's pink. Yeah, I really like it. But I love quilts. I've always loved
quilts. Do you piece quilts?
No, I haven't learned to do that yet. I don't know if I ever, but I hope to learn to, but no, I haven't ever attempted really. Except when I was small.
Yeah.
Mama used to put us to doing that when we were
small.
Yeah.
Keep
us busy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can do that too. Just start it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find a lot more time than you think you could. I taught school 30 years and I pieced quilts and quilted them and did all that, and I was principal of the school.
Where did you teach? I didn't ask you that, did I?
Well, I started at Ironman, you asked me
that. Yeah, I asked that, and then I forgot.
And then I taught school at Linham 2 years.
How do you spell that?
L-I-N-T-O-N. I taught sixth grade there. Then I went back to Golden Pond. That was my home. I taught there 25 years, and I came here to Cajuns and finished. After TBA ran us out from over there, I went up there to Cajuns.
Was it a high school or elementary?
Well, it was just elementary.
And then you were principal?
Over Golden Pond, I was principal over there when they took our school. See, they moved the school the first thing.
Well, I'm sorry.
If you watch TVA, they always get the churches and the schools and all the business places. And then they run the people out, because you have to have all of those things to live. Schools, churches, and business.
When you were principal, did you teach too?
Yes, I taught. I had 200 children, and I did all the business. I had, I believe, five buses and the drivers that I had to see was on the road all the time. And we had our cafeteria. I had two cooks. I had a janitor. And I had four teachers, and I taught a class. So you see, a teacher can do many things if they want. Now they don't do this one thing. They don't even keep their record book anymore and holler for money all the time. Are you a teacher?
What are your favorite colors to use in a quilt?
Just any color that if I'm piecing it, I like all colors. They make it so colorful.
Do you use a standard frame or hoop lap frame?
I use a hoop frame. Now I have a standard frame.
Did you get that from your mother or did you have it yourself?
I got that. My daddy and his brother made what we call horses. You know what horse is.
Soft
horse. Yes. And they had buttons on them, and you put these big long frames in that and button them down, and the foot couldn't move. It was steady, and you just rolled them on them with those buttons.
How have the materials used in quilting changed?
Well, they've changed drastically. So now we have a grip grab material. That's it's softer, and it's easier to put your needle in to quilt to, sew to, and the cotton's better now. the lining. Of course, again, that's drip dye. And it's just much easier to do than the old time cotton.
Did you raise cotton, you know, that year that you and your the tenant raised the cotton? Did you all raise any after that?
No, that was just a fun game. We just had about half an acre. We just did it for the novelty of it.
Well, did you, after that, did you buy quilted the cotton? Did it used to come in bags, or was it?
Yes, cotton came. Well, it is in a roll. It's called a cotton bag, but it is in a roll. It may be in strips. Now you get a roll of cotton that's big as that rug, and it's all together.
And but before you had to piece the strips together to go across the quilt.
Part of the time you did. It's just different areas as, you know, as time changed for the cotton. They were a bit different. Mm-hmm.
Do you applique quilt?
Yes.
What do you like to applique in?
Well, just whatever pattern I buy the pillow or the stamp with the applique. I have a rose now that I'm going to applique.
And you also cross-stitch?
Yeah, I do more cross-stitching than I do applique.
And then you quilt it after cross-stitch. Do you buy, what kind of linings do you use for your quilt?
I usually buy a queen size sheet. That makes a nice lining. So I don't have big quilt.
What did you do before you did that?
I bought just plain white domestic and sewed it together.
Do you usually bind your quilts plain, or do you ever scallop them, or what do you use to bind your quilts?
Again, if the quilt design is scalloped, I scallop it. Now that quilt right there is on it's a straight edge quilt, but I scallop it and I bind it. Sometimes these kits will have the binding in, within the quilt. Or I take white material and bind it.
Do you sign your quilts?
I always date my quilt.
So you don't put your name on?
No.
You should put your name on, but it's good that you date them.
Well, I give my quilts to my friends. I guess I should put my name on, but I just don't.
It's hard for us to realize that people aren't going to remember who did something.
That's right. Even your grandchildren or their children wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. I should put my name on. I put their name on. I put my grandchildren's name on.
You said you cross-stitch and you applique. Do you do any quill or any other type of quilts?
No.
What is your favorite quilt pattern?
I don't have any favorite.
So you don't have any favorite color. It says in what colors and why.
Well, I just need whatever color I think will make the quilt pink.
So you've made about 75 quilts in the last 16
years. I keep a quilt going all the time.
That's so exciting. I just think you must do it.
I've just finished a wedding ring quilt. It's beautiful. I gave it to my daughter, and that was a king size. And then I did a polyester square.
I was going to ask you if you ever use polyester mesh.
I do, and I've quilted. This polyester is kind of thick. You know, when you cut the squares, it has a seam, a big thick seam underneath. And I did a flower garden in that. But really, I think the polyester would be better if it was in a pattern that had a bigger square or a bigger circle or whatever, because you don't have those seams on.
Do you quilt it then?
I quilt it.
Is it hard to quilt on?
No, it's not too hard. There's some of it that's hard.
Do you use a polyester backing for that too, or a regular sheet?
I just use a regular sheet, good dry sheet, and the cotton. I put cotton in it. You'd think it'd be awfully thick and heavy, but it isn't that bad.
Does anybody ever say that it's polyester? Did you make more polyester quilts when they were popular a few years back?
I never made many polyester quilts. I don't care about them. And I've just never made them.
Do you still always buy all your fabric that you use now? You buy kits a lot now, you said?
I have bought them for something like this and broke. Mm-hmm. I don't buy the cotton or things like that.
Do people give you pieces or, I mean, well, fabric to cut?
They have given me just, you know, if they don't want this, cotton pieces, or don't want the polyester, maybe they'll give it to me and I may give it to somebody else.
Do you go out and buy the fabric now to use for your pieces?
No, I don't do that.
You just use what you've got?
I just use what I have, and I have lots of pieces here now that I could piece from now on Christmas and not use them, but I have too many quilts. I've done too many quilts to go buy them, unless I just want a certain pattern that I go, say, match a solid, I'll say brown, and then a floral brown to match, you know. That would be the only way I'd buy pieces to quilt.
Did you ever go through a period when you had a hard time finding things that there was any fabric that you thought was suitable to quilt, you know?
Yes, I hunted around, you know, to find something.
I think during the polyester period,
yes,
that it was hard to find any
cotton.
It was hard
to find cotton prints.
Yeah, they just didn't make them.
No, they didn't.
So now I think it's a lot easier for quilters. Have you ever been to a quilt store? I mean, where that's what they specialize in is quilt,
yes,
fabric. Where did you go?
Well, I don't know if it's just especially a quilt fabric shop, but I've been to fabric shops as such where they had a lot of quilts on display.
Yeah.
And that way you could buy your material and follow it to the pattern of these quilts.
Do you ever make baby quilts?
I've made lots of baby quilts.
And give them as gifts
and
from somebody?
And give them for gifts for new babies.
Do you crochet or anything like that?
I do all kinds of that.
Do you tat?
A little bit, not much. I don't crochet as much as I used to. I don't tat as much. I just kind of quit that. I fool around these quilts all the time.
You said you had three grandchildren. What's your children's name?
I just have one daughter. Been telling them 13.
Okay, wait a minute. I don't think they can hear from the tractor. Just a minute, you can tell me again. I can't hardly hear. Okay, what's her name again?
My daughter's name is Ben Helen. She was named after my daddy and my mother. Ben Helen Burkeen.
How do you spell the Burkeen?
B-U-R-K-E-E-N. She has three children, one boy and one older boy and one girl.
You can
girl.
Give me their names and spell
them. Ben Hale is the boy's name. B-E-N-H-A-L-E. Then she has Ann, who's a daughter, A-N-N-E, Burkeen. And Matthew is a baby, M-A-T-T-H-E-W.
Do they live here in Trigg County?
Yes, they live about a mile up the road.
Okay, well, I can't think of any other questions. Do you want to tell me anything else about quilting? And
I don't know anything about quilting, really. I've just done it for hobby, pastime, because I wanted to and needed them and liked to give them away.
Well, does your family appreciate your quilts?
Oh, I think so.
They really appreciate. Does your husband enjoy your quilting?
Well, yes, he reads and I quilt.
That's what I was going to say. What did he occupy himself with while you were quilting all the time?
Oh, he's a great reader and we're never idle. We do a lot of work, and we have this big garden up here, and then we have this big house, so I do all my own housework. I have lots of company. Had five ladies here yesterday visiting with me.
What type of clubs are you in now? You said you were in clubs.
Well, I am a big worker in the Eastern Star. You know what that is, Order of Eastern Star? You remember?
No.
I'm a member of the White Shrine, and I'm past matron, past deputy, and all of this. I'm where the matron now, the Eastern Star here. You see this new building up the road?
No, I was so busy trying to find your house.
That's across from the dairy deal.
I'll notice all
that.
That
was one of my projects.
That's
I started the building.
That's good.
And White Shrine, I'm past deputy and that, and Nathan, and then I belong to the Women's Club, and I belong to Methodist Church. I participate in it all day.
That's a lot.
I'm a retired teacher. I belong to that, and I've been president of that group. And I really can't think what else I do.
Well, I know why Jolene called you. I know because she must know that you can get a lot done.
Well, I don't like to see people not work. When I belong to something, I want to do something. And I don't think we're put on this earth to be idle. I don't mean to be a fanatic on it, but I think we need to work and study to show thyself a fool, you know.
Okay. I don't really want to turn that off in case I ask, but I don't really want to be, they said the interviewer, I wasn't supposed to be a lot on the tape because you were more important than what I had to say, but I don't know, did you want to show me any quilts that you had?
Well, I have some out on the beds if you want to see them upstairs. I've got them all put away.
Okay, I know I would love to see him. I just love quilts, and I won't bother him. I won't get him dirty. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. I really don't. Put that much work.
I know that sounds bad.
No, it doesn't.
But when you hang anything out in the public, you know everybody's going to have
it. Yeah, and if you put that much work into it, well, I don't blame you. They're just like putting your children, you know, some people put their children in baby shows and some don't, and I don't, you know. I'll go ahead and turn it off. We've been looking at the quilts, and so now I'm... Could you explain about how the kits that come, that you applique, could you explain how the kits are assembled, or, I mean, what they have in them?
The main top of the quilt is stamped, and then the colors that are to be applicated, pink roses, red roses, and green leaves, and the vine, are in the colors that you have chosen. They are stamped on another piece of cloth, and you cut that out around where this stamp, the little lines there that you just cut around, and you tack that on the main quilt top. And when you get them all in place, then take your needle and the thread to match the leaf or the rose, turn this edge down and whip that on. And you have your top.
Okay, do you turn it all the pieces under? You turn them all under before you whip them down there, don't you? Or do you?
Well, yes, you turn them under as you whip them down.
Okay, that's how you do it.
They will stay just a small piece. Some of them no bigger than your thumbnail. But you just turn that under as you make another stitch.
Oh, okay. I think there's different ways of working applique.
Yes, that's right.
Different ways.
Different ways.
I didn't know how you did it. So you give away almost all the clips that you make?
Well, I give away many of them. I have lots of quilts.
How many do you make every year, usually, quilts?
I expect eight
quilts a year. That's a lot of, and you...
That is a lot of quilts, and I do lots of work at home and away.
And, but the past year or so, or how long have you been working on the cross-stitch quilts? Or this, you said that was a briar stitch?
That's a briar rose.
Oh,
that's
a briar rose, a cross-stitch.
Daisy quilt you saw in that room upstairs. I worked on that from February to May, but I had so much company, and I had a sick sister, stayed in the hospital all that time, and I just worked on that when I had a chance, just, you know, short periods at night, and whenever I was at home, I stayed in the hospital with her.
Do you take your work with you, something to
do,
usually handwork?
No, I don't do that. I don't take it with me.
Okay, so when you go somewhere, you don't take
any hammer? I don't take any hammer.
Okay. So the past, you do about as many piece quilts as you do applique and cross-stitch?
Yes, I do that.
You do just both kinds?
I cut my own design, my own squares or my own patterns, whatever pattern I choose, I cut my pieces and sew them together.
How long have you been using these kits? The stamped on there. How many years have they been?
These haven't been out too many years.
So that's what I wondered, how many years they've been out.
I guess I've been buying them for the last 10 years.
Last 10 years?
That's about as far back as you could buy. Or as I could, because again, I was in school and I didn't fool with them much. But when I go to Louisville to Eastern Star, I go in the stores and buy myself a couch. I'm home working out.
Okay. Well, that's what I wondered about that. Well, thank you. I really enjoyed my interview. This was interesting.